Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew deep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
No, I ain't much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled. And I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children. But if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold, dump I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, fake facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hazel Run. You are not doing your show till Wednesday. I don't know why I'm saying that. Well, probably because your birthday coming up. That's probably what I was thinking. I know it is, but anyways, welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I'm just reading something here because it seems like they continue with that conversation of Chris, who does the show The Smarks List, and I guess like because of stuff that he said, although he's playing around and things like that, they call him gay. And I didn't know, but Ted DiBiase Jr. did comment on the page, and I do kind of like what he says. Like, he said, "This is sad that you're bullying people. It's 2014. We are all grown, so move on from this. Maybe you were called what you were called because that's how you present yourself. I'm from the South. I'm all too familiar with this stuff. Let it go and stop. We are all grown." He's just saying, "Chris, you don't look gay. It's called fashion, people." That was just good. That was good. Wow. I'm sorry. I just gotta say something to this. Okay, sorry. I had to go with another break. We'll be right back.
Till it's She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Making sense, she's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
WWC. So, moving on from that, the pay-per-view. apparently, I got a good singing voice, but I'll keep that in mind. I sound delightful. Yeah, I tried. Yeah, that's true. Well, tonight was kind of surprising what happened, especially with the Dean Ambrose situation, but we will get to Raw in a bit. We're going to talk about the results of last night's pay-per-view and probably going to end up repeating some of the things that I said last night. So if y'all do hear me repeating the same thing, I apologize. I'm just trying to repeat the things I said for the people that did not listen. So, as I did do my predictions, I was only two off, so Sheamus did retain his United States title against Cesaro. Dolph Ziggler lost to The Miz, who is now the new IC champ. Paige retained. No, she didn't retain. That was my other predictions I got wrong, but AJ Lee is now the Divas champ. Goldust and Stardust, they are new tag team champs. Rusev wins. Orton wins. And Cena did win by disqualification. But still, that does leave a hole to what's going to happen with the title picture in the near future. But we'll get on to that in a minute. Salad. Okay. Fair enough. Yep. Who did what? Which one? Don't try to sleep on me like you innocent. But, as crap had hit the fan in this house, let's get on to tonight's Monday Night Raw. I was impressed with the six-man tag with the Sheamus and the Usos versus Goldust, Stardust, and Cesaro. Some of the craziest things that he was doing, and half of it was just like, what the hell was he thinking? I don't know, but it would just sound a little bit crazy. But we did have two Divas match on Raw tonight. We had, let's just get on with Nikki Bella versus AJ. Which, like I said, they both, like AJ Lee showing her quickness like she did last night, and Nikki Bella showed her power. But Paige was in that ringside. And I guess her and AJ are no longer frenemies. They just plain out hate each other. And I'm surprised she didn't do anything when Nikki had tossed AJ towards her, and that she didn't do anything. So I was kind of shocked by that. I was just thinking at least she would have interfered in the match and whatever, but she didn't. So, and as I was saying earlier, I think like this feud would not be over. I think they probably won't. Hell in a Cell pay-per-view will probably be their final one-on-one match. Then they probably will do like a Survivor Series thing, probably be Team AJ versus Team Paige or something like that. So you heard it here first about Survivor Series coming up in November. That match happened, I predicted. But what else was going on? Dean Ambrose had his Raw return, and he went up against Kane. But he's crazy anyway and doing all this stuff that he's doing. But I think the Ambrose won by disqualification due to the interference of Seth Rollins. And backstage, Kane and Seth was talking about whatever about the Dean Ambrose situation. Suddenly, Dean Ambrose just came out of nowhere and just started beating them up. Then a whole bunch of security and, of course, the road agent leaders came back there and tried to break it up. But they ended up putting Dean Ambrose in the in a locked door, which I don't know if it was like a steam room or just an extra room or anything like that. But yeah, it was just kind of strange. But title changed hands tonight with Dolph Ziggler defeating The Miz to become the new Intercontinental Champion. So this is the second time that The Miz had held the title within 24 hours. If y'all remember, I think it was WrestleMania 29 when he defeated Wade Barrett for the IC title. Although it was a pre-show. But yeah, he won. Then 24 hours later, he lost it back to Wade Barrett. Well, I guess in some situations, I don't get why they do within the 24-hour period and stuff. It's just like the same thing with the Kane situation when he won it at King of the Ring of 98 when he won it from Austin. Then 24 hours later, Austin won it back. Like I said, that part, just with the 24-hour periods of time, I just don't get that. But I guess they still want to prove that the IC title is still relevant, which, in my opinion, it was always relevant. But I guess, like, sometimes when you put it on the wrong people and how you push it, it just doesn't make it relevant. But let's see what else happened. Rusev defeated Mark Henry in a rematch from a rematch from last night's pay-per-view. Let's see, I think, like, Mark Henry was playing, like, a back injury, and I guess that kind of cost him. I think he didn't tap out. I think he just passed out, from what it seems like. What else happened? What else we missed? Oh, yeah, it was Natalia versus Summer Rae. That was the first Diva match that they shown out of the two. Natalia didn't win by a sharpshooter. The match ended up being pretty quick, so I don't know why, how good of a talent that Natalia is and how Summer Rae is as well. I just think that the match could have been a little bit longer. Yeah, it was another match, of course, with the main event of John Cena versus Randy Orton. And as you saw, they had that cement block covered up, but it was a decent match. It wasn't like the best match of the night, but it was a decent match. John Cena did win by disqualification, and I guess they tried to do the same thing they did with Dean Ambrose with the cinder blocks. But out of nowhere, when they lift that up, none other than Dean Ambrose showed up and just started beating up people. Sorry, it was just crazy. I guess it was a good way to end Raw with something like a surprise like that, but it's just like, I wonder how they got away with that with people not noticing it. So this is one of those things that was just like a shock. But let's see. I'm trying to see if there are any matches that I missed that I did not announce. So, well, if anybody wants to talk about tonight's Raw or just wherever they say so about the pay-per-view, they are more welcome to call. Although we only got like about 5 minutes left, we can still like talk about it. 646-915-9644. Again, it's 646-915-9644. Next week will be very interesting. We're going to be at a secret location. We're going to try to do, like, this show, like, within the same. Oh, okay, that was one of the matches I was missing. Bo Dallas versus Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger did win the match. I think it was funny at the end that was that Culture had said to Bo Dallas. But is it me or that Bo Dallas gimmick just really gets annoying? Well, it could be me because I think some people still like it. Let's see, what else did I miss? I mentioned that match. Oh, yeah. Adam Rose and the Bunny versus Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil. I don't know who's in that bunny suit, but I don't want to know who's in it. That bunny was out of control and just jumping left and right and stuff like that. So if they want to build like a tag team out of Adam Rose and the Bunny, they should go for it. Although I know some people think I'll be in the wrong for saying that, but that bunny was something else. Let's just put it that way. As I was saying about next week, we are going to do the show, although it's probably going to be like in and out for that, and it's not going to be like a long special. It's probably going to still stay like an half an hour and going to be live at a certain location. Maybe we can talk to certain WWE stars as they're going to be in town for SmackDown, which will be next Tuesday. And people that's listening that's like in the Chicago area, Monday Night Raw will be going on next Monday. I think they didn't mention the match that was going to go on for a Raw next week. I thought they would, but they didn't as of yet. So, but what they mentioned for the match down here in Milwaukee, they said it will be a six-man, but I don't know if that's going to change. But the six-man tag match that was supposed to happen was John Cena, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose versus, I think it was Kane, Seth Rollins, and Randy Orton, the Authority. But I'm thinking they're probably going to have to look for the replacement for Roman Reigns or whatever they're going to do at that situation. But it is confirmed that John Cena will be there next Tuesday for the SmackDown taping. Also, for the WWC crew that's going down to Chicago and watch Raw and stuff like that, I hope I can see y'all in clear view. I would not be going down there this time, but maybe next time I'll go down there. But I hope y'all have y'all signs, or let me know what signs y'all going to have so I can look for you guys when I'm watching Raw next week. Am I going to have any signs? That's a good question, because I'm not sure if I'm going to have a sign. But maybe to promote either WFSO or WWC, but we'll see. I might just wear my WWC t-shirt and have like a WFSO sign promoting WFSO. But besides that, check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. WWC does have a page on there just to talk about what they are and also if they're going to have, like, upcoming events and good things like that. Also, look for news and upcoming events in the Wisconsin and Illinois area. And also, for people that's outside of Wisconsin and Illinois, if there's any events that's going on in your area, please let me know so I can put them up on the page, because we do have like events outside of Wisconsin, Illinois, so we can post that up and spread the word to people. So promoters that listen to this, do the same thing too. Let me know if there's like shows you got coming up so I can post that up too. Don't forget about the other shows that's coming up. Thursdays, you got the Smarks List with Chris. That's 10 p.m. Central Time. Also, you got Hazel Runs Her Mouth. That would be 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays, so check that out. But I'm out of time. That's it for me. Like I said, just post wherever y'all think. So until then, good night, and see y'all next week. Peace.